You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, our guest tells us how to cultivate resilience and why grit can be a key part of success or failure.
First, winds and dry conditions are causing a Canadian wildfire to grow. The fires in the province of Alberta have forced the evacuation of the entire city of Fort McMurray.
UW-Madison research meteorologist Scott Bachmeyer has a bird's-eye view of the fires. He uses satellite imaging to track local conditions and global impacts of major wildfires. Scott, welcome to the show.
My pleasure.
Well, Scott, this is a massive wildfire, as we're seeing in the headlines. Looking from your view from satellites, how big does this look?
It's a large one, but it's not the largest. I mean, we often see a lot of these in Canada. What is unusual and unfortunate about this one here is it happened right by a major urban area, so they had to evacuate over 80,000 people from that town. It was kind of unusual to have this begin as early as it happened. In early May, we don't expect to see a lot of these happen in Canada, but it's been extremely hot and dry in those provinces, and so it looks like things are off to an early start.
What do we learn from satellite imagery of this kind of major wildfire?
Well, as our instruments have improved, it makes it much easier for us to spot them and track their progress. And so if it happens to be by a major urban area, we can give an earlier heads up.
Now, I just encountered a phrase I'd never seen before, pyrocumulonimbus clouds. So a fire like this makes its own kind of clouds, is that right?
Makes a thunderstorm, actually, and the heat from these is so intense that it causes an updraft. These are quite impressive, and they happen quite often, actually.
And how far does the smoke and do the smoke plumes and clouds spread from a wildfire like this?
Well, it depends on what the flow is in the upper atmosphere. I mean, they can spread all the way around the planet, actually. In this particular case, we actually saw it did move over Wisconsin yesterday afternoon, and then towards the evening hours, we could actually see it over the coastal areas of, like, Alabama and even Florida. So it's gone a long distance.
Do those clouds have an impact on weather patterns, on the weather as far away as, say, the eastern United States?
I don't think that has an impact directly on our air quality because it is at high altitudes. It's obviously having a large impact on air quality in those provinces, if they're, 100 or 200 miles away. They are having major air quality problems, but for us, it's not a direct impact. We'll see hazy skies, but it's at high altitudes.
Now, we've been talking big picture there. Does the satellite imaging actually help spot, I guess they call them hot spots, that helps with the firefighting effort?
Absolutely. As we have improvements in our instruments, we're able to see these hot spots a lot earlier, and we can accurately see how hot they actually are, and so I think that has helped. If it's in an area where it can have an impact on people, we're able to offer an earlier heads up.
Scott, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Okay, absolutely.
That was UW-Madison research meteorologist Scott Bachmeyer, who's tracking the devastating fires in Alberta, Canada. Switching our focus now back to Wisconsin, in conjunction with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, today the National Weather Service issued a red flag warning for some northern counties in the state. Joining us for the latest on that is WPR reporter Rich Kramer from our Eau Claire Bureau. Rich, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Rich, hopefully we don't have to worry about anything as big as what's going on in Alberta here in Wisconsin. But what is this red flag warning here in the state?
Basically, it's a coordinated effort, as you mentioned, to let people know that we are at very high risk of fires to start and spread today, especially until 8 p.m., but also extremely high fire danger in the farther northern counties over the weekend.
Yeah, which counties are under this red flag warning?
Red flag warning includes Burnett, Douglas, Washburn, Sawyer, and Bayfield counties until 8 p.m. this evening.
And what kind of conditions are they looking at that are contributing to this warning?
Well, it's it's warm. Right now it's about 90 degrees in Eau Claire. Farther north, it's right around the same temp, upper 80s. There's winds with some gusts to 20 miles an hour, but the main factor is the fuel sources. Up north, you know, they are a little slower to have the green foliage come up, the new fresh grass come up. So right now it's kind of that period between when the snow melts and when the green leafy stuff comes out, so there's a lot of fuel on the ground.
And I don't know how common these warnings are. This one caught our eye today just because of the wildfires in the news from Alberta. Do we see this kind of warning very often in the state?
Well, generally, they happen very. It's a very short period of time, and they usually happen in the spring when we have these really dry conditions because the snow is gone and the new green grasses and trees and bushes haven't come up yet. So it does happen, but generally it's in the spring. It's happening right about when it normally does.
And did the DNR give any kind of recommendations? Let's start with people in the outdoors. Some fishing season's getting ready to start around the state.
Right. So first off, for the red flag warning, the counties, and again, Burnett, Douglas, Washburn, Sawyer, and Bayfield counties, burning permits are completely suspended. They're also, the DNR is encouraging people not to have any fire source. Generally, you're allowed to have campfires for cooking and for heating, but they're discouraging even that. So what people can do is, you know, not lay off on the campfires if they can help it, and just be very careful. The DNR spokesperson that I talked to today said things like even chains dragging from a boat trailer, that can cause sparks that can ignite a wildfire. If you've got ATVs that you ride in the woods, be mindful. It's got a hot exhaust. Don't park it in any tall grass. It's common sense things.
Did I see recommendations for landowners as part of this warning?
Well, don't burn. If they have outdoor burn barrels, or if they're, a lot of people like to burn the leftover fallen branches and whatnot from the winter in the spring, but that is definitely not advised right now.
And I know they were definitely emphasizing that fishing seasons are starting, so they're trying to get that out there for this weekend. Do they have a duration in mind for how long these warnings are in place?
This red flag warning actually is expiring until at 8 p.m. tonight. But that said, I looked at the DNR fire danger map that they have. Very high fire danger in the state, in the northern part of the state. We're talking north of Vernon, Washara, and Brown counties. There's high fire danger in the southeast. Only the southwest part of the state is at moderate. So people need to be careful all around.
And so that's high fire danger, but red flag warning, just to get my level straight here, is even higher than that high risk warning.
Red flag warning is extreme fire danger. Tinderbox.
Any other words of advice that you got when you talked to the DNR, Rich?
Well, just be careful out there, they said. Be mindful of what you're doing. Put out any kind of ignition sources that you've got, including cigarettes and whatnot. They also said that this weekend there is some spotty rain possible in the northern counties here, but they don't think that that'll be enough to actually lower the fire dangers a whole lot. What they'll need is warmer temperatures up there and a lot of rain so that the green grasses will grow up. But at this point, we're just waiting for that foliage to come in.
Rich, thanks a lot for bringing us up to date on that.
Thanks for having me.
Been talking to Rich Kramer, WPR reporter in our Eau Claire Bureau. He joins us to talk about wildfire warnings issued by the DNR and the National Weather Service. This red flag warning, in effect, as he said, for the rest of the day. Also, high fire risk for many parts of the state. But that red flag warning, you're looking for that in counties like Douglas, Bayfield, Burnett, Washburn, and Sawyer County. That's to tonight. So if you're out fishing or camping this week, take very good care and no burning.
Coming up, our guest tells us why talent may be less important than grit for our success and happiness. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.